Well, thanks, Paddy. I suppose the target was always to win the All-Ireland, and it hasn't really changed in that sense. But as you go along these trips, you have to win at each stage because there's no back door in this competition. So your immediate target is always your next game. So this is our next game, and helpfully and thankfully it is the fifth game and it is an All-Ireland final. So our target now is just to win our next match and beat Tipperary.
Getting out of Ulster was always difficult. It's always been traditionally difficult to get out of Ulster.
Well, even back before the back door at senior championship football, Ulster was a killing field, and it remains a killing field. And you just have it's a dangerous trip. But we made it out just about on that night against Donegal, and we knew it was going to be like that. And so we moved on and we played rightly in the semi-final. So I hope now that we're gone from Ulster, we can keep going.
Tipperary, an unknown entity perhaps?
I've been on the radar now for about 5 or 6 years in football, a bit like Roscommon. They're putting in a lot of work and we've known their players and I've watched them from afar. This is the first time we've come up close, obviously, with them, but they're like a lot of counties at the moment that are really focusing and working hard at Gaelic football, and they're getting their rewards and they have a minor All-Ireland under their belts. So let's just see how we get on.
An historical final, the first meeting between the two as well?
It's historical, certainly. I think I remember playing against them at senior level 1 National League when they varied everything up. I think we played Tipperary and Omagh one day, but in terms of under-21s, I presume they've never met. So that's good. There's no baggage. And to be honest, reputations count for nothing in a final. And if anything, big reputations are there to be brought backwards. So we've got to be very careful and keep a clear focus on this one and try and jump this hurdle.
Some of these Tyrone lads are building quite a reputation for themselves. There's some quality in this squad. And that all stems back, I suppose, from the success at minor level, all coming through and all gelling together now.
Well, it's only proper. It's only proper that they would build reputations, and they will build them further, we hope. And this is really a transition stage for them from minor into adult senior football. So really we're just hoping to help them make that transition in football and in life. And they've worked hard all their lives, these young fellas, at football. And of course they deserve some plaudits, but I just hope the plaudits can wait another week, because and that they're properly justified in that we keep our heads and give Tipperary total respect and see how we get on in the next match.
Tyrone beat Roscommon in the semi-final, as captain Kieran McGeary pointed out they had a game plan.
I suppose when you leave Ulster, it's a different style of football. It becomes a wee bit more open, it's a lot more attacking. We knew that's the way it was going to work, and lucky enough again, Roscommon, now we got off to a very good start. Hopefully we'll do the same again Tipperary.
We mentioned before about the backroom team. They play such a pivotal role, but this is a great bunch of players as well. Many from the 2013 successful Ulster Championship side at minor level, 2014 minors as well coming through. Great buzz in the camp.
Ah, geez, everyone has their roles to do now, and they do it very well. As for the lads, you know, they've been very committed from the start of the year, and you know, they're a great bunch of lads, a great bunch of talented lads. There's a right few of them have been there from the minor age, so you know, it's good so far.
How important, you know, is the minor experience from an All-Ireland final or an All-Ireland semi-final or a quarter-final coming through and Ulster Championships coming through to, you know, to bring it into an All-Ireland under-21 final?
The minors was great. You know, we get that taste of success, and most of the lads on the team get that great taste of success from back then. You know, I suppose it was only minors, but it was a great day in Clonus that day to win the Ulster Championship. You know, unfortunately, we got beat by Meath in the All-Ireland quarter-final. I suppose that's something we looked at building from, getting into under-21 level. And we've got through the semi-final now, and we're lucky to be sitting in a great spot at the minute.
Do you know about Tipperary? Do you know anything about them?
Not so far now, no. I suppose what we know. We know they're a great, right now, a good talented team. They'll be our biggest test to date so far. You know, they've been there as well at minor level. I think this is maybe their first final for the under-21s as well, so you know, they have nothing to lose either.
There'll be plenty of respect between the two teams, so despite the fact you know little about them.
Oh, there'll be plenty of respect. You know, we'll always show our opponents respect, and I'm sure they'll do the same for us. It's a great position. Both teams have obviously worked very hard to get where we're at now at the minute. We'll see what happens in the All-Ireland final day.